All right, one thing that is becoming already obvious to us that we're being reminded of actually once again is that when we're on Eastern time, it is not good for us. Because in the last half hour or 45 minutes or so, this place has gotten kind of thin. So we're going to send the snake roaming around with the wireless microphone to see if he can scare up a few people of interest. Snake, do you have us?
I do. How does the wireless sound?
It sounds wonderful.
Oh, good.
Sounds better than your headset, Mike.
Does it really?
Yeah. It's clear and fat, juicy, moist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like some old broad should be.
So I was handed this sheet concerning guests for the week, and I'm just going to run these down real quick. Danny, you can decide being the executive producer.
I get no input into this?
No. They're offering up Bart Oates, Danny.
Bart, is that John Oates' brother?
No, it is not. No, this is the former center, three-time Super Bowl champion.
Man.
Right?
Was he gay?
No. Mark Mosley, Mike?
No.
Super Bowl MVP, I believe, or NFL MVP.
I don't want to talk to a kicker.
How about Jim Burt?
No. No.
Ray Lucas?
No.
Charlie Brown, the former Redskins wide receiver?
No.
Otis Anderson?
No.
Dave Robinson?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer?
No.
Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Night Train, or Nightmare. Is it Night Train or Nightmare?
It's Nightmare, and no.
Well, just throwing it out there. You don't have to yell at me.
Not yelling.
These are good sports guests.
These are very solid Super Bowl week sports guests.
Yeah. All these guys played in the NFL,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, I'm not too interested in talking football while we're here. God. This is New York. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about.
All right, there's some old broad.
Besides,
over
there. It's not going to be long before pitchers and catchers, Holmes.
So what?
Just say it.
Big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
It really isn't. Let me see if I can talk to this madam over here.
Okay.
Madam?
Madam.
Madam, can I have a word with you?
Madam.
Ask her about her farts.
What's your name?
Boy, the approach is always the funniest thing.
Hi, Whitney. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My name's Corby. You ever heard that name?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. I have a sister named Whitney.
No, you don't.
I totally do.
Really?
I do. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, not too many Whitneys around.
I know. And,
do you like milk?
Yeah. So, what are you doing here?
Well, right now I'm eating Sun Chips.
That's hot.
I'm here working with 104.3 The Fan in Denver.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's a couple of Denver stations here, correct?
Yes, there's quite a few, yeah.
So what do you guys, are you guys like all sportsy and stuff?
Yes, we are all sportsy and stuff.
Like all the time, all sportsy?
Yep, that's all we do is sports talk.
And what do you do?
I do a little bit of everything. I run around, get guests, and...
Are you a producer, per se?
No.
Intern?
No.
Intern.
Intern?
Guest jockey?
Intern?
Yeah, you could say that.
An intern?
Like, do you work there on a regular basis? Are you, like, a special correspondent this week for the Super Bowl?
No, I work there
if she's
on
an
a regular
intern.
Basis.
Intern.
No, she's not an intern, Mike.
How do you know?
Because I know. Because she's eating high-end Sun Chips, and interns don't eat those type
they
of chips.
They can't afford them because they're poor.
No, they don't give interns access to the media lounge.
If she was an intern, she'd be sitting here eating potted meat from a local grocer or something like that. But she's eating well, it seems. So how old are you?
25.
You're just a kid. Did you study this like in school and stuff?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Metropolitan State University of Denver.
The hell is that?
It's right downtown Denver, right across the street from the Pepsi Center.
It's the El Centro of Denver.
So, you chose that? Like, you didn't want to go to anywhere else? Metropolitan?
Ask her if it's a junior college.
I wanted to go to the University of Washington.
Junior college.
But then my parents said high school was like social hour for you, so you can stay in state.
Were you a troubled child in high school? Like, you went out a lot and partied and stuff?
Yeah, but I still had good grades.
You ever try hash?
Good enough to get into Metropolitan U?
Yep.
Did you get a full ride there?
Full ride from my dad.
That's kind of gross sounding.
No, that is. God. Oh, that sounds bad. I mean, he paid for my schooling.
Okay, that's better. I like how that's phrased better.
She ever try hash?
I guess I could have said, well, yeah. Anyway, I phrased that. That wouldn't have been.
No, no. So how are the legalization laws up there treating you?
I mean, everyone seems really happy.
Yeah?
Yep.
You smoke?
No.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's legal. It's like saying you drink a beer.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, no.
But, I mean, is there still that stigma of people are like, because it still feels illegal in some sense, you know, or in a way. So people don't want to really just reveal that they smoke weed.
Yeah, well, and I know, too, like a lot of businesses and stuff, like private businesses, they can have their own company policy. So even though it's legal in Colorado, yeah, you can still be fired for, like, smoking.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would suck. You date?
Not really.
Not at all?
No.
Not with a man?
No, don't have a boyfriend?
Not with this job. Makes
no?
It hard.
Too much? Too much work or just too many men?
Too much work, and then there's the, you hang around professional athletes all day. I'm like, well, not all day. They have to go practice.
You ever get hit on?
So.
You ever get hit on?
By?
Like an athlete?
Yes.
Von Miller tried to work one on you, didn't he?
No, actually.
Von Miller.
No, he's not very chatty with the media.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Who has? Who's like, who's put on the full court press on you?
Danny Trevathan.
I can't give you names of guys.
Give me last names. Nightmare. That way we don't know first names. Welker.
I was trying to think of one that...
Any of the Thomases.
Pot roast?
No. I mean, yeah, they're nice. Roast. They're really nice. I talk to them and stuff, but no, they haven't...
Pot roast.
You work out and stuff, don't you?
When I remember, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a workout person. I mean, you look fit and all that.
Pot roast.
Yeah. Colorado people.
You ever sampled some pot roast?
They're asking me if you've sampled some pot roast before.
Pot roast? Well, who hasn't had eaten pot roast before?
Whoa.
I think that's the answer they were looking for.
Thank you.
I think. Well, Whitney, look, it's been a pleasure talking with you. You're going to be here all week?
I will be here all week.
Are you staying here in this hotel?
Yes, I am.
That's kind of nice. Have you been to New York before?
Yeah, I've been here a couple times.
Does she hate KOA?
Yeah. Okay. Do you hate KOA?
No, I actually like the guys over at KOA.
You do?
Do you hate the guys you work with?
Like the guys I know, yeah.
Okay. Do you hate the guys you work
with? What
about
the guys you work with? You like them okay?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
They are?
I guess.
They don't mess with you? They don't hit on you or anything?
No, no.
Who's this black guy?
That's Alfred Williams.
Oh, yeah. He went to Colorado.
Yep, and he played for the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah. He, I think he was on that Colorado team that with the quarterback that knocked up the coach's daughter. Remember that? Saul and Essie's team?
No, I don't.
You don't know this story?
I don't.
Back in the early 90s, Colorado, when they were really good and winning national championships, ask him about it. The quarterback, who eventually died of cancer at a very young age, probably like your age, he knocked up the coach's daughter, who was in school there as well.
Another guy.
Saul and Essie, yeah, and then she got pregnant again by another player. So it wasn't Alfred, though.
No, what? she's just working her way around the team.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you hope to do?
All right, well, Whitney?
Ask her if that's what she hopes to do.
Yeah. Pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Ask her,
okay,
if she's ever,
bye-bye.
Ask her if she's ever crop-dusted Britton Colquitt.
God.
Is she gone?
Nice with you. Well, I'm gone. I shook hands with her and said bye to her. So
milk?
Did she
have
leave.
Milk?
Yeah, did you get a good shot of her?
Me?
Did you get a good shot of her killing? Okay. And she wasn't... She kind of got weird head, you know? But
weird head?
Not awful. I've done worse.
Horse face?
And all? No. Oh, jeez!
What happened?
What'd you do? He almost fell is what he did.
Why?
Trying to sit
out.
Because
he's got pneumonia. He says he's over it, but clearly he's not.
You can't walk straight.
All right, let's do E! News.
Let's do E! News.